Audio point 7. Colliery Branch Line, Mineral Railway. You can see the double line of hedges, which is another clue to Neston's industrial past. It marks the route of the branch line to the colliery, which ran from the sidings at Park Gate to the bottom of what is now Marshlands Road.
In 1866, a railway line was built from Hooton to Park Gate, and a few years later, a branch line was added down to the colliery. They had an 060 tank engine, Lord Talbot, which was built in 1881, and that remained till the colliery closed. The line was opened by March 1875 and was closed in June 1928.
Transporting coal from the quays had become uneconomical. The new line from Hooton to Park Gate now allowed the economical transportation of coal to wider markets. And so the Neston Colliery opened in 1874. To get to the next audio point, you can now choose to follow the line of the old railway, or to enjoy the marsh views again, retrace your steps to Marshlands Road. If retracing your steps, when you reach Marshlands Road, walk up a few metres and take the first left at Riverside Walk. Continue until you come to a high brick wall, a few metres along on your left, where you should play audio point 8. If you prefer to follow the line of the railway, turn right here at the telegraph pole, under the power lines, and follow the path. Keep straight ahead, reaching a paved path by houses, and then walk along West Drive. At the end of West Drive, bear right into West Vale. Pause the audio until you get there. Now take the second right down Stratford Road, and at the T-junction, turn left and take the path by number 20 through to Riverside Walk. Continue along the road, and when you get to the high brick wall, listen to audio point 8.